Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We come with ears ready to hear the word of God and a hearts that are open to you. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to us, and that we thank you, Lord, that the life that you give to us is a precious thing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Today we're looking at having a heart free from trouble. So firstly, let's have a look in the book of John, chapter 14. And let's look firstly at verse 1, John chapter 14. And verse 1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." The Lord Jesus said that. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." So that was a command of the Lord. We can see that. This is not something that he suggested to us to do. This is a command. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. And he shows us the answer. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Believe in Christ. Believe in the power that he gives to us. Believe in his deliverance, in his help. Believe in God, believe in him, and trust him. Trust him. So this is a command given to us. We are not to allow our hearts to be troubled. And if we feel that they are being troubled, then we have to act quickly on it, because this is a command of the Lord. Have a look in verse 27. Verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So again, the Lord is commanding us, "Let not your heart be troubled." He said that twice to us. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, because the trouble is the fear. Essentially, that's what it is. The fear will trouble a person's heart, and we know where that comes from. That comes from the enemy, not from God. Jesus has provided the way for us to have a heart free from trouble. He said to us, "Believe also in me." Believe his words. And he has said that he has left his peace with us. Now that is the peace that passes all understanding. That is the peace, not that the world gives. It's not the peace the world gives. The world can't give you true peace. God can give you true peace. His peace. That's the kind of peace that you can have even when everything around you is in turmoil. You can have the peace of God, because it doesn't come from the external. It comes from the Spirit. That is the peace of God. So he has left his peace with us. So if our hearts have started to be troubled, then we have to act on it. And we have to claim and say, "I have the peace of God. I have the peace of God." So the external things will not enter in and trouble us. I have the peace of God. Jesus has left his peace with us. We have his peace. And what that is trusting God. It is believing in the Lord, trusting God. Trusting God that he will work things out for us. Because when the heart is troubled, it is full of cares. So we have to trust him that he will work things out for us. Have a look in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse Second Thessalonians chapter 2. And let's read verses 1 and 2. So verse 1 and 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. So here the word of God is telling us not to be shaken in mind or be troubled. Don't let our hearts get troubled. Don't let anything affect our hearts that would disturb the peace of God in our hearts. We have to enforce that peace. We have to enforce it because we live in a world where trouble is all around us, and we know that the God of the world is Satan, the small g, little g. He is called the God of this world. And the Bible tells us that he comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. Trouble is all around us in the world. So that's why we have to believe on the Lord and trust in him and enforce his peace that he has given us. Enforce the peace that he has given us. He does not want us to be troubled in heart. The Bible tells us this, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled. He doesn't want us to be in a mental state of trouble, turmoil. He doesn't want that for us or in our spirit. He beseeches us that we be not troubled or shaken in mind. So the will of God is that we are not troubled. We saw that. That is God's will. And that is the command to us. So being the command means that we have to enforce it, because that is the command of the Lord. Now let's go to 1 Peter chapter 3. And let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 14. The word says, but and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. So there will be suffering in this world. We know that there is suffering in this world. The Bible tells us that. All who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That's something we cannot get away from. We will suffer persecution. The Bible says, but and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. We have to be happy in our hearts. We have to have the peace of God in our hearts, because we do live in a troubled world where we are persecuted for being Christians. We know more and more that's becoming more prevalent and more obvious. Christians, their beliefs are mocked. Our beliefs are mocked. We are persecuted for our beliefs. We live in a world of wickedness, so we will suffer for righteousness' sake. The Lord says to us, be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Don't let our hearts be troubled by these things. Don't let our hearts be troubled by the wickedness and corruption that we see in the world around us. Because we have the Lord. And verse 15 goes on to say, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. So we uplift the Lord in our hearts. We glorify him in our hearts and hold on to his peace that he has given us. And that's a wonderful thing to do in this world, is to have the peace of God and walk in it. Because it will keep us free from the trouble. It will keep us free from the trouble coming in and afflicting us in our hearts. Have a look in same book, 1 Peter chapter 5, and let's read verses 6 and verse 7. First Peter chapter 5 verses 6 and 7 says, "Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Now that is the answer there. That is the answer for when, if you feel your heart, if you sense your heart is being troubled, this is what God tells us to do. He said to before in the scriptures, believe in him. He said, cast all your care upon him. Now that's something that you do. You make that your choice to do that. You cast all your care upon him. You do that. You make that your decision to do that. Cast all your care upon the Lord. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So he has said that he cares for us. He can take our cares upon himself, and he won't be in a state of worry about those things. He takes the cares upon himself, and he works things out for good for us. He has the answer, and he will work it out. He will work it out. So we cast our care upon him, and then we have to walk in the peace of God. And that means that we don't keep dwelling on those things that we have cast upon God. So if we cast something upon the Lord, then we can't be all day fretting about it and worrying about it, because then we really haven't cast it upon the Lord. We've still got it in our hearts. So we make it our decision to cast it upon the Lord. You can say that. You can say, I cast my care upon you, Lord, about this. I cast my care upon you. And then believe that God has dealt with that issue for you. He can manage it. He can manage the issue. He has everything under control. He's got everything under control. So casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He wants us to know that he cares for us. He cares for us. He cares about our quality of life. He cares about what we're experiencing in life. He cares about the state of our hearts and the state of our minds. He cares about us. And he does not want us to be trying to deal with the cares and the troubles ourselves. We do not have the power or the capacity in ourselves without the Lord to manage it and work everything out. We just don't have that ability to do it. Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. But when we cast it upon the Lord and put it into his hands, he will bring his supernatural power into the situation to work everything out well for us. And you've got to believe that God will work it out for the good. The Bible tells us that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. The Bible tells us that. So we have to believe that he works everything out for our good. So we cast our care upon him. We have to trust him. not keep this care in our hearts and keep thinking about it all day. We have to leave it in his hands. Leave it in his hands. And in doing that, we can walk in the peace of God. So he's told us the answer here. Exalt the Lord, and he exalts us. Exalt the Lord, humble ourselves, to know that he's more powerful than we are. He knows more than we do. He knows how to fix things up in our life. So humble ourselves under his hand, leave it in his hands, and he will exalt us in due time, the Bible says. So that's what we have to do. We have to cast all our care upon him, and that is the key. That is the key to having a heart free from trouble. Have a look in Isaiah 26, verse 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." So the things here that the scripture is telling us to do is to stay our mind on the Lord and to trust in him. Those are the things that we have to do. We have to trust in God, trust in him, and stay our mind on him. So what that means is that we have to keep our mind on God. Keep our mind on him, on his word, on his promises. Believe in him. Believe in him. Keep our mind on him, because the mind is something that, unless you keep it under check, it can run away with all sorts of cares. And the devil will continually feed thoughts of care and worry into our hearts if we let him do it. So the mind is something that it can be a source of trouble. It can be a place where there's trouble and unrest unless we get it under control. We have to get our minds under control. This is important. We have to get our minds under control. The mind, where the thoughts are. The mind has to be under control. Get our mind stayed on God. Stay our mind on the Lord. You can think on him and remember his word. Remember his word. Remember him. Think about the peace that he gives to us, and remember, when you cast your care upon the Lord, remember that you've cast your care upon him. If I've cast my care upon him, I shouldn't be thinking about it all the time. I shouldn't be worried about it and affected by it, because I've cast my care upon him. And in doing that, he keeps us in perfect peace. He keeps us in perfect peace. So the mind has to be stayed on God. It has to be brought back. It has to be brought back to the Word. You have to bring your mind back to the Word. To stay your mind on God and trust in him. Trust in him. That he's working things out for our good. Trust in him that he's doing that. Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 1 and let's look at verse 13. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13 says, "Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." So God's telling us here that we have to gird up the loins of our mind. Gird up the loins of our mind. That tells us instantly what's required. Gird it up, like with armour, put it on. Gird up the loins of your mind. Obviously the mind is a place that is attacked. It is attacked, and it is a sensitive place that can be injured, it can be hurt. Gird up the loins of your mind. Gird up with the armour of God, something that is not going to let the enemy's arrows penetrate. Gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. We have to be sober because one of the devil, his greatest weapon actually is that of deception. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So hope in him, hope to the end, and gird up the loins of our mind. He's told us that. Gird up the loins of our mind. Keep it girded. And what do we gird it with? We gird it with the armour of God. We gird it. Remember, the armour of God has the helmet of salvation. The helmet. Now, that helmet is going to keep your mind safe. The helmet of salvation, so the arrows can't penetrate it. The darts. The fiery darts. The helmet of salvation. Gird up the loins of your mind with it. Gird up the loins of your mind. And 2 Corinthians chapter 10, let's have a look at verse 5 in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Second Corinthians 10 verse 5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, we have to do this with the imaginations and the high things, because they can be a terrible source of trouble for us in our hearts. The imaginations that the devil brings, the imaginations, they're always fear-based things, fear-based things. They're often projections about what's going to happen. Fear-based things, they're always fear-based, the imaginations. Always fear-based. What if? What if this happens? What if this happens? Casting down imaginations and every high thing. Now, these are the high things. That's one of the devil's greatest things is the thoughts, the wrong thoughts, the fearful thoughts. Casting down imaginations. You actually have to cast them down because they're trying to get up there. They're trying to get into your mind. Imagine your mind is like a big wall and they're trying to get up and get in there. You've got to cast them down. Cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, because they're in contradiction to the word of God. Those fearful-based things, those trouble-based thoughts, they are contradictory to the word of God. So cast those things down and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bring it into captivity. Bring it into captivity. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So the scripture reveals to us how important the mind is and the thinking, getting these things in line with the word of God. The Bible told us to keep our minds stayed on the Lord, trust in Him. And here it's telling us to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. This is the way we enforce it. This is the way we enforce the peace of God.
Right.
We cast down the imaginations. We bring into captivity the thoughts. We cast our care upon the Lord. This is how we enforce the peace that Jesus has left with us. This is how we enforce it in our life. This is standing against the enemy, girding up the loins of our mind with the word of God. This is standing against the enemy. This is having authority over our minds, having authority, exercising authority over what we think. This is using our authority that God's given us. Psalm 1 verse 2. Let's have a look at Psalm 1 verse 2. Psalm 1 verse 2 says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." So as Christians, our duty is to meditate in the law of God day and night. Meditate in his law. Meditate in his word. Bring our attention onto the word of God and think on it. Think on it. Because the Bible told us to stay our mind on him. Meditate. Meditate in the law of God. Meditate in his law. Think on it. Think on it. Meditate in the law of God. Meditate in it. Think on it. Think on it. Think on it. Think on it. Let it digest it into your heart. Think on it. Remember it. Speak it to ourselves. Think on it. And attend to it, the Bible says. Attend to it. Give your attention to it. Attend to it. Ephesians 5:26. Ephesians 5:26. Which says, "That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word." Now, not only does that apply to the church, but it applies to us individually in terms of our hearts and our souls. Because the word of God has that cleansing power, that washing power. And as we put the word of God into our hearts, it cleanses and washes away the troubles and the cares from the world. It has a washing power. It washes. Washing of water by the word. It's a cleansing thing, a washing thing. It will wash away the filth of the world. So the word cleanses and washes. And lastly, Romans 12 verse 2. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So be not conformed to this world. And in the next part, he mentions the mind. "But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Be be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How does your mind get renewed? It gets renewed by the word of God. It gets renewed by the word of God. So it's giving attention to the word of God is essential to walking in the peace of God. And those things that we have to do, if you remember the things that we have to do, we have to cast down the imaginations. We have to bring our thoughts into captivity. We have to cast our care upon the Lord. Those are the things that we have to do. And trust in the Lord. Trust in Him. That He works everything out for our good. Let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we thank you that you care for us. We thank you that you are powerful, that you are good. We thank you, Lord, that you have our lives in your hands and you have everything under control. We thank you for that. We thank you for the peace that the Lord Jesus has given to us, which passes all understanding. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the peace of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.